Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour mes amis, ça va bien? Oh, I hope we're all ça va bien-ing tonight. Darlings, it's Mummy, Sybil Brunchen, and I'm coming to you live over the airwaves, or the ether waves, or the whatever waves, Come Now, Don't Sulk, my own show here, as part of the Here Be Monsters studio on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And our sponsor tonight, as in every night, is DaughtersOfIsis.com. That's DaughtersOfIsis.com, all one word, the fragrant memories of our ancestors. And also, by listeners like you. We have some sponsors out among you, and that we appreciate that so much. Thank you. I'm here, and as you know, because of the COVID crisis and because of the vagaries of life and the whips and scorns of outrageous fortune, as Hamlet put it, Mummy is now living in Pennsylvania on the main line, in one of the main line towns, those beautiful towns that were featured in High Society and in the Philadelphia Story. So Mummy's just like Grace Kelly. She's an heiress out on the main line. And I'm here broadcasting to you from my new home now that I've left New York City for a while. And I'm with my dream come true producer and the muse and executrix, none other than Gwendolyn Holden Berry, who is coming to you from her studio in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Gwendolyn, how are you tonight?
I'm just well and fine. How are you up there in Pencil Project?
I'm good. I'm trying to hold together with Mars and Mercury in retrograde now. I'm following this much more. Gwendolyn is our wonderful
week.
Gwendolyn is not only our astrologer and our stargazer, excuse me, but she is also our head fragrance triologist, fragrancer trio. I'll get that word too. And she is, of course, the founder of DaughtersOfIsis.com. Gwendolyn, Mars and Mercury in retrograde. There must be a fragrance among your 500 products that could ward away that bad juju. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, before we go any farther, juju, Mummy is spelling it J-U-J-U. It is not J-E-W-J-E-W. I just can't wait until the ACLU calls me up and says, now, Sybil Brunchen, you've never been an anti-Semite before. What's going on with bad juju? So anyway, I mean, other than Jeffrey, what's his name, who hanged himself in his prison cell, I guess that would be an example of bad juju. But no one else. What was his name? Jeffrey Feinberg or Weinberg or
Epstein?
Oh, Jeffrey Epstein, of course. So there you go. So anyway, what is a fragrance? What should we be looking for tonight on DaughtersOfIsis.com on their website?
Well, because we need some upliftment so bad, I'm going to suggest one of our animal medicine blends, the Great White Buffalo Generation Builder Medicine. It's buffalo medicine. The white buffalo is the keeper of the generations to come. And we've had a few white buffaloes born in the last 30 years. They foretell of the new earth and a new chance and a new awakening. And all about community service and respect for all living things and feelings. Experiencing the connection to nature and making a new world. And this is a very subtle fragrance because, you know, it's buffalo. I have some musk in there and liquid amber and rose attar and frankincense. And
wow.
It's okay. It's a simple but very striking blend, and it doesn't linger for a long period, but it's there when you need it, just like white buffalo or white buffalo woman. It's helping us right now. It would help us to ground the evolution we're going through. So that would be my suggestion, if the white Buffalo Generations Builder Medicine.
Great. And then I want to remind everyone that's daughtersofisis.com. Be sure to go to their website where Gwendolyn has posted unbelievable products there, just extraordinary ones. And it's amazing when you think about, like from our old math days, permutations and combinations. You take three ingredients and you've got so many, you know, variations on it. You take 12 products and the combinations and varieties are amazing. And then, of course, you've got unbelievable numbers of products now, essences and essential oils. And as Gwendolyn and I will talk before the show goes on, and she will say she's been at her table, at her bench all day, concocting and filling orders and inventing new fragrances and everything. So do run, do not walk, to daughtersofisis.com and check out those products. And by the way, please get your gift shopping early this year. You should be doing this early. They're already saying that the post office and UPS and FedEx are falling behind because so many people are already beginning to order their products and their gifts for the holidays. So do go to daughtersofisis.com early and try and get going on that, because Gwendolyn is not only the head chemist there, but she's also the shipping room clerk. Poor dear. Her nephew Cyrus has decided to take a break, and damn him to hell. He's an 11-year-old spoiled brat that he's not willing to ship for her and run his bicycle over to the UPS store anymore. So poor Gwendolyn, she has to be the chemist, the packager, the gift wrapper, and the girl who runs everything to the FedEx store. So do get your orders in early.
The soap pouring, too. Oh, that's always fun.
And but, folks, you know, at home, can you blame her for drinking some of her own elixirs every once in a while? Every once in a while, she does a little tippler of Kaifi or one of the other fragrances. Hey, you know what? Why not take a little sip of Kaifi tonight? It's like, oh, my goodness. My breath is so fresh. It's wonderful. Folks, I want to remind you that you can call in, and we do welcome phone calls, 323-784-9639. That's 323-784-9639. Our operators are standing by, and God knows where they are. They're not in the mainline towns, and they're not in Port St. Lucie, but they are waiting at the switchboard, and they will connect you through to Mummy and to Gwendolyn Holden Berry. Do we have a phone call yet?
We do. The Tiki Bar in Kokomo must be filled. We do have a caller.
I wonder who it is. Let's bring him on through.
Go
Hello?
Ahead, caller.
Hello.
Who's our caller?
So I can listen. This is Kim. I just called in so I can listen. You can chat with someone else.
No, Kim. We want to chat with you. You're called in, and now it's too late. You have to. Kim, why don't you just click on the link on Facebook? Doesn't it come through okay?
Yeah, it comes through for a few minutes and then it drops. And so, anyway, it's easier to listen on this.
Wait, it drops? It does drop?
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know what I do.
Gwendolyn?
Wrong, but anyway.
Gwendolyn, we have to address that with the Blog Talk Radio people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's
not
supposed to happen. That's
no.
weird. That's not supposed to happen. We're supposed to be able to have people listen without having to call in, but we are thrilled that you called in, Kim. You're one of our favorite. As a matter of fact, you are one of the four finalists this season so far for our Miss Congeniality contest. So the votes are still being tallied, and we haven't made our decision yet, my fine girl, but you certainly are congenial, and your blonde hair and blue eyes are exactly the kind of look that we're looking for Miss Congeniality. Your way with plants, and the fact that you are a registered nurse, these are all plus things. We do wonder, for the talent competition, are you able to twirl a baton that's on fire, yodel, or play the doo's harp? We're curious. Or juggling scary things.
I have to disappoint you on that one, Sybil.
Well, what talent do you have that you could do for the judges during a 3-minute segment?
I'm not very talented. I could propagate a plant for you.
You could. Oh, you could. You, darling, you could repot an orphaned gladiolus or something. Something with a bulb. You could repot a bulb that had gone by in the spring. Don't you just hate when people throw away narcissus bulbs and paper narcissus and all of those beautiful bulbs in the spring? I hate when they buy that stuff in pots that have aluminum foil on them and Easter grass, you know, Easter basket grass or whatever they've done to be obscene. And then the tulips bloom. People don't water them. They think they don't have to water them or take care of them. And then when they finally drop, they just toss them in the garbage. It's like, no, those are bulbs that can be planted again and bring back for the next spring. It's like such bull crap. I just hate it. I hate when people throw plants away. It's, you know, it's the next worst thing to throwing animals away. You know, they get pets. They get the Easter bunny or the duck or the chick or the kitten. And then it's like, oh, it's growing
alligator.
Up. You know, just put it out on the back porch.
Right.
What'd you say? What'd you say, Gwendolyn?
My sister's like that. She's pulled orchids out of the big trash bin and brought them back to life. Yeah,
yes.
She's good at doing that. She would with both of you big time. We do have another caller, too, Mommy.
Okay, well, let's have them join. But while they do, I want to ask Kim. Kim, speaking of which, do you have any houseplants? Folks at home, Kimberly Young is on Facebook, and she is one of the most amazing gardeners of all time. She just is a miracle. But I wonder, do you have any houseplants that you keep going through the winter and keep you company?
Yeah, I have lots of orchids, and I have like a split leaf philodendron and an arrow plant and just some things like that.
You have orchids though.
Yeah, and I bring my succulents in also. And then I have bougainvillea in the basement that I brought in and things like that.
Under plant lights?
Yes.
Okay, I have a favor to ask you.
I don't like when it gets cold.
Okay, I have a favor to ask you. We have, as you know, we have the page, the Sybil Brunch and Lollipop Guild page, which for those of you at home that don't know, it's a page that you can join. It's for free. Please go to it. Sybil Brunch and Lollipop Guild. It's not any other of the Lollipop Guild pages. It's that one. And please join. And it's a place that is non-controversial. There's no discussion of politics or religion or anything that's hostile or strange. It's very lovely. And we encourage people to post wonderful recipes or photographs or jokes and stories and anecdotes and just all sorts of lovely things. Kim, we have been doing Food Fridays. And one thing I want to do is, what should we call? I would love to do a gardening or a plants and flowers day. What should that day be? Should it be Monday? I wonder if Monday, being such a grim day for everybody, maybe we should make it Monday Make It Grow Day, you know, and it's like we post our flowers, our gardening
great.
Tips. Does
I
that sound good for you,
yeah,
too,
I mean,
Kim?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it is Monday, so I'm going to ask you a favor. Today, you're inaugurating this. Oh, inauguration, isn't that fun? I like to think good thoughts about inaugurations. So Monday Inauguration Day today, is Monday Inauguration Day of Make It Grow Mondays. We're going to hyphenate that word. Make It Grow Mondays. Would you post something beautiful from your collection of plants and flowers and everything on the show on that page tonight, Lollipop Guild, and just say, I, Kimberly Young, am inaugurating our Make It Grow Mondays. Please join us. And by the way, I want you, since it's fall, Kim, I want you to really focus every Monday now over the next few weeks. I want you to do a lot of houseplant stuff because I want people to get used to having at least one living green thing in their house that they can nurture. That they can nurture and feel good about keeping alive and keep it, you know, it's just, I just would love to encourage that, because I think it'll help people who suffer the blues in the winter to know that they've got something that's on a windowsill or, you know, on the bedroom side table or whatever, that's living, easy to grow. They can do easy to grow ones. Philodendrons are easy to grow. A lucky bamboo plant is impossible to kill. It's so easy to grow. But let's encourage people to do that. And you show us some of your treasures, because you're just wonderful. I mean, you're an amazing botanist, gardener.
So Make It Grow Money, do you want that a hashtag?
Yes. Yeah. And let's hashtag it,
okay,
too. Yeah, absolutely. Make It Grow Monday. Yeah, should we make it plural or singular? Should we make it grow Mondays or Make It Grow Monday?
I don't know.
What sounds better?
Just call.
All right, well, whatever. Yes, Gwendolyn?
How about, what'd you say?
I was going to say Make It Grow Mondays.
And it, I couldn't hear you. Is it singular or plural?
Plural.
So it's Make It Grow Mondays. Okay, and then we'll, Pamela will do, will be doing Food Fridays or whatever. Yeah, Make It Grow Mondays. Great. And we'll know that every Monday we're going to all, and I will make a point of posting my stuff too, my photographs of my garden in Cherry Grove and my new deck here in Pennsylvania, which I, you know, I only have 3 pots on now. I had 55 pots back in Cherry Grove. So, you know, we'll get going on that, but let's get going on that. I'll tell you one thing I can post right outside my front windows and my back windows. The trees here in Pennsylvania are all turning. They are just gorgeous, beautiful maples and oaks everywhere changing. So I'll post that too. So folks at home, remember, Make It Grow Mondays is anything that has to do with plants or trees, flowers, gardening tips, grandma's story of how she kept her African violets going, orchids. Oh my God, I've seen orchids recently in plant stores near here. I saw a Cattleya the other day that was like a corsage orchid that I would have gotten, but it was a little more money than I could afford to spend, but it was spectacular. It didn't even look real. Everyone was oohing and aahing around it. So let's do that. And Kim is going to lead us off with her amazing stuff. And Kim, any tips you have for people with indoor plants? Let's do that. Oh, I can tell you one right now, too. I'm going to go in the next 2 weeks and start picking up herbs. I've never had an indoor herb garden. And I have southern-facing windows, and I have one window that would be perfect for an herb garden so that I can combine my growing stuff with my cooking.
That's nice.
Have you ever done that, Kim? Have you ever done herbs inside?
I have, and I enjoyed it, and I haven't done it for a few years. But and you know what else is just so easy to grow, and even inside if you have a south window, lettuce. Lettuce is so easy to grow.
Wow,
super
really?
Easy.
But it doesn't get too big, like in a flower box, like in the window. It doesn't get too. It doesn't get too large.
I mean, like you tear it away and eat it, and then it just fills right back in. Amazing. Yeah.
That is true. That would be very easy to keep, and it keeps growing because you're basically pruning it. You know, it's funny. My grandmother later on became very, very, very disorganized and deranged, and she did the same thing with all her African violets. She insisted on having them with Caesar dressing. It was very sad. Very, very sad. Dead silence. Dead silence from the crowd. Mommy, let me get a pencil and cross that joke out on my pad. Don't ever mention grandma and eating her African violets, even with Caesar dressing. All right, I'll never say that again. Who's our new caller?
I opened the mic. They're being very patient. New caller, your mic is open.
Oh, hi, it's Pamela.
Pamela, how are you?
Pamela.
Folks at home,
well. How are you?
Pamela is the cooking version of Kimberly Young. So Kimberly Young is outdoors and gardens and plants. Pamela is indoors and cooking and baking. So these are two Mensa members, Pamela in food, Kimberly in they should both be on Jeopardy and have their own categories because they're like two master things. So Pamela, you were sort of our inspiration just now because I just made up Make It Grow Mondays with Kimberly, and we were referencing you with Food Fridays. You're our Food Friday girl on.
Yes, I did the mummy hot dogs this week.
Those were genius. Kim, did you see the mummy hot dogs that Pamela posted?
No, I missed that.
Oh my God, they are priceless. They're hot dogs with dough stretched out into a single bandage, wrapped loosely around a hot dog, and then two little dots of what were the two dots for the eyes?
Mustard.
Pamela? They were what?
Mustard.
They were mustard. That's
mustard.
Right. They were yellow eyes glowing. They were priceless. It was just, and you did such a beautiful job. I mean, they're like right out of Food and Wine magazine. I mean, Bon Appetit. They should be on the cover of Bon Appetit. I'm going to channel Julia Child with my Ouija board tonight and see if I can get her to make that happen. That was a genius recipe, and it was so cute. We only have, I think, one more Friday before. Do we have one Friday or two Fridays before Halloween? Oh, I guess we have two, don't we?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Two more recipes. Oh my God, that's wonderful. All right, that's terrific. And I'll have to try and find a recipe too of my own and post it there.
There you go.
Mummy's been working on the house and getting it unpacked and organized. You know, and George and I have been working
on
the house.
I did also. I sent you a, which you can look at afterwards. When I tried to go on the link on Facebook, it told me that the page could not be found. So.
Yeah, it can only be posted after Gwendolyn posts it herself. She registers it. So that link is now fine, but it says in the directions, click on it at 8 p.m. So if you do try to click on it earlier, it won't happen. But at about 8, it works perfectly. So it is working. So for those of you that are calling in or whatever, I guess I need to make that bigger and clearer, but I did say in the directions tonight to be sure to click on the link in bright blue, because people keep private messaging me and saying, I don't see the link. What's the link? And it's like they don't realize that blue writing that lights up even brighter
when you click on it. Clicked on it now and it said the same thing. We couldn't find that page.
Oh, no. Okay.
Wait a minute. I'll go over and fix that. This is what happens with Blog Talk, you see. I have to post first.
We're going to do? We're going to have to post early in the day on Fridays we're going to have to make sure that's happening because we can't wait. We'll have to do that early. I think that Friday mornings, as soon as we're both up, Gwendolyn and I are up, we will organize that and get the ad done. And you know what? I'm going to put in my calendar that I get the Thursday night. I will do the ad and we'll get that all done. I'm sorry. I apologize, listeners, you know, who are being inconvenienced right now by all of that. So that's a shame. Anyway,
I just pulled the caramel apple cheesecake out of the oven, by the way.
Just now?
Just now.
You did. Can you do us a favor, Kim and Gwendolyn and I? We would like you to please move the phone very close to the cheesecake and wrap some of the smell into the phone, because we all agreed that last week your reluctance – an aggressive reluctance, I have to say, and an attractive reluctance to mail us pumpkin bread or indeed any of the goods from your house. You were like very, very obnoxious about it. And it's only because we like you and that you're still in the running for Miss Congeniality that we have not just cut the phone off. So apropos of that, if you could just let this cake smell a little bit for us, that would make us very happy, I'm sure.
I have just posted the correct link to the Lollipop Guild.
Okay, thank you so much. All right.
So
correct
link on it. So
great.
We will get that done. In fact, placed in quickly.
I'm checking. Oh my! See, on all of my posts is incorrect. So, if you will private message me that link, I will cut and paste it and put it into my ad so that people can come on. Gwendolyn, can you send that to me?
I actually did, I believe. Hang on.
Oh,
yeah,
good. Okay, so
I did.
Look at this. We're doing technology over the phone right now. Okay, so I will now, oh God, we're spending time on the radio doing this. All right, so let me try and get this going. Anyway, why don't you three talk among yourselves while Mummy tries to cut and paste this properly, okay? You three can hold the show together. Talk about something yourselves. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Absolutely. I have a question for Pamela. What is your favorite, and what do you always make sure is on the table at Thanksgiving?
Pierogi.
Oh.
My grandmother's pierogi.
Oh, wow. Okay. And Kim, do you have a favorite that you go with?
Do I what? I'm sorry.
No, I was asking Kim if she had a favorite she went with.
I love pies. I like to make pies, so all the pies, any pie. Pecan pie, pumpkin pie, apple pie, whatever. But pies are my favorite.
Pie is your favorite. And what pie do you like the best?
Pecan's my favorite for Thanksgiving, but probably my all-time favorite apple pie is like my grandmother's apple pie.
Oh, yeah, I do love
traditional.
Now, do you do it with a top crust or a crumble?
With the top crust. Mm-hmm.
With the top crust.
Like, usually lattice, but either way. But that's what she did. She would make a lattice top crust.
And what's on yours, Gwendolyn?
Well, you know, it's a strange thing to say, I suppose, but my favorite part of Thanksgiving has always been the dressing. I like the turkey dressing. I've had several different kinds, but I have to say I miss my mom's dressing, which would, I imagine, be the old-fashioned standard of, you know, a mirepoix with the butter and then, you know, the broth and the Pepperidge Farm stuffing. And it's just one of those memories that's slated in. My sister makes ours, and she adds Italian sausage to it.
Yes. Yeah, I do that too sometimes.
Yeah. I do
add the Italian sausage, and sometimes I add the giblets right in there too.
Yes. I make a really good cranberry compote of ginger, cranberry, and black currant. So I like that too. How about you, Kim?
I actually stopped doing turkey and all of that stuff for Thanksgiving because I'm really the only one that eats it in my house. So we switched to doing more of a Polish style feast because everybody eats my Polish food. So I'll make cabbage rolls and kielbasa and homemade kapusta and pierogi and all of that stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds delicious, too. How about you, Kim? What is your Thanksgiving meal like?
That's not me.
I don't know how to do it.
No, that's my son. Sorry.
Yeah, very traditional, just very extremely traditional. Green beans, cranberry, turkey, dressing.
Ah.
Very traditional. I don't have a lot of ethnic, you know, flair in mind. Sorry.
We do pretty traditional, too. My favorite pie. You know, my mom used to do two pies. She did pumpkin and something called mincemeat. And I haven't seen a mincemeat pie.
Oh, I love mincemeat.
I can't even find it to make it. So I'm like,
oh,
well, and she'd put out what she called hard sauce on the side for the mincemeat pie, which
yes.
is like, yeah, yeah. What is that? Is that a Rochester thing? I don't know.
It's a very English thing. It's very English.
Yes, it is, mincemeat. Isn't it? Yes, it
yes.
is.
Well, it was actually mincemeat was made with actual meat before it was actually made with fruits.
And
so
what
it was more
was
of a savory
it?
Pie.
Well, now that sounds good, too. How did they make that? They'd use wild game or?
Yes.
And dress
game.
It up with spices and fruits or something?
Correct. Yes.
Wow, that sounds good.
Because that's how my father's mother, my other grandmother, she used to make her own mincemeat. And I still have her recipe. So she has a meat one, and she has a brandy and rum mincemeat.
Yeah,
I'm back on the line. I have a question, Pamela. She made a mincemeat with actual meat in it, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was the meat that was in it? What kind of meat was in the original?
It was different
mincemeat?
Kinds of game, and she would also use green tomatoes.
It wouldn't be so desserty. It wouldn't be so raisiny and cinnamony.
Correct.
And clovey. It would be more vegetables.
Right. Right. It was more
different
kinds of suet and venison she would use, and then different
wow.
spices and that go along with that. So it was
wow.
it was still a dessert, but it wasn't
oh,
as
really with tomatoes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
With green tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
Not red ones, green ones. Green ones because they're firmer and still hold the texture more so than regular tomatoes would. She would do that. And then she would do the other one that was also with the raisins and the citron and all of that stuff with the spices and with brandy and rum.
Wonderful. That sounds wonderful.
But that would sit for like months before you could even make anything with it.
Well,
sit
with
there
all
and
that alcohol in it, it certainly wouldn't spoil. So glad. By the way, I just have to ask while I was gone, and I changed all the links, so I hope that some people can tune in. Jan Glazier's not on the phone tonight, is she? She didn't
no.
call in.
No.
Because Jan, of course, is the one who gave us the wonderful recipe last week of the glazier brazier with this new do vegetables and with the wonderful
at
sprouts,
degrees,
apple,
yes.
apple cider vinaigrette at 500 degrees in your oven. And I just was thinking that, God forbid, she ever followed your recipe, your grandmother's recipe, for the mincemeat with the brandy and the whatever in it, because at 500 degrees, anywhere, and even in the same kitchen, or indeed the same three-bedroom house, would be an explosion. I mean, California would have yet another forest fire blazing away there around Sacramento, you know, because of your grandmother's mincemeat and Jan Glazier's desire to set fire to things. It just would be very sad. Very sad. Are you going to post the recipe on your recipes on the Lollipop page, Pamela?
Oh yeah, when we get into November, I'll start the Thanksgiving
Good.
Stuff.
Yeah, post Halloween. Yeah.
Oh, I hope
let's make use
post
of Halloween.
The mincemeat because that sounds so interesting.
Oh yes, yes, both of them.
It may,
yeah,
yeah,
it sounds wonderful.
It may be a lot of work, but it sounds so interesting.
You know, that's the thing.
Well, you know what?
That,
and they say sauerkraut is, you know, they say, you know, I can't believe you make your own sauerkraut. But really, you just put it in a crock and just let it sit.
Like kimchi, yeah.
It's
yeah.
interesting because that was what I did with my first husband. I just sealed him up in a crock and let it sit. And the police didn't find him for like 2 years. And believe it or not, he had turned into mincemeat by that time. And it was actually quite enjoyable. It's funny because I'm shopping at Wegmans all the time. And we're living in a time,
no.
I think all of – what?
I'm shocked.
What?
You're still shopping at Wegmans.
Oh. You're shocked that I'm shopping at Wegmans? Why, you don't like Wegmans?
No, you always talk grave about it, and then you say, I'm
oh,
shopping at
I
Wegmans.
Just love it.
Like,
but this is
like
what I wanted to say
statement.
Was that what's so amazing is that that Wegmans, and indeed many stores, there are little boutique stores, we live in an age for all of the problems and all of the negative stuff that we're living through, all the bull crap and nightmare that we're living through, the ecological disaster, the pollution, everything. We're living in a time when, quote unquote, the common man has access in grocery stores and in even big department grocery stores to delectable food, extraordinary food. That was not the case in the 1950s. The 1950s was about, you know, yes, there were fresh produce, but the produce wasn't all that fresh. You know, people were still refrigerating tomatoes in grocery stores. And it was TV dinners, and it was Kraft macaroni and cheese. It was not a golden age as far as ready-prepared foods went. We live in a time when anyone who can walk into a grocery store with a moderate income can buy heartbreaking food, unbelievable quality food, which has sort of stripped the need to make your own crostini or your own galette or your own sauerkraut or your own mincemeat. It's really, don't you find it sort of amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Pamela?
I do. Yes, I do.
I'll say one thing. The New Yorker magazine did an article about 20 years ago on the Martha Stewart phenomenon. And the phenomenon was this. In the 50s and prior to the 50s and 60s and 70s, people – okay, how do I phrase this? The article was so clever. Women cooked for their families. Even as the women's lib movement got underway, women were then scrambling from work to get home and cook, or a woman who was a housewife simply cooked. Okay. And we went out to restaurants to eat higher-end food,
mm-hmm.
or we depended on family, mothers, grandmothers, who were really good cooks, and that was usually ethnic, by the way. That was usually the Italian family or the Portuguese family. Those ethnicities, the Hungarian, the Polish family, they would prepare, immigrant families would prepare higher-end food according to their nationality. But this was the interesting thing. People served their children, if they didn't have time to prepare excellent food, they served them ready-made food. So they served them things like Kraft American, you know, macaroni and cheese, or they served them like TV dinners. Martha Stewart came along, and this began sort of, she didn't invent it. It was Julia Child who invented it, really. But women began to aspire to cook better and better food, and that required them to be, on a certain level, economically better off, to have the time to cook better food. So it was like fine food became a hobby. It became a luxury to be able to make your own chocolate chip cookies as opposed to just buying them in a store. Does that make sense?
Right.
It's this weird phenomenon that happened, and then television with the Food Channel and the Food Network and the Cooking Channel or whatever, and all of that cookware and all the licensing, there was a statistic that 70% of fine cookware from Creuset and All-Clad, any one of them that you can name, and then all the ones named after Emeril Lagasse and, you know, whoever, all of that cookware, 70% of it is never used. People buy it. They spend $500 on a skillet from All-Clad and never get around to cooking on it. And people, this is the killer, only people who, like investment portfolio women who are stockbrokers, who are, make a lot of money, have the time to luxuriate in making their own frittata. It's sort of like this weird thing where the better the food, the wealthier you have to be to luxuriate in it. That Martha Stewart is making cookies and pound cake, or she claims she is, but she's a billionaire. She's a billionaire.
Yeah.
You know, Ina Garten is a millionaire, a multimillionaire, and she claims that she's doing all this cooking. Lydia, the ultimate, she keeps on getting on the air with her grandchildren and saying, oh, I'm, you know, Angelica and I are making you a crostini. It's like, and we made it last Sunday for dinner, but it's like, oh my God, So it's so interesting how cooking has actually preparing food at home has become a luxury, like a Marie Antoinette hobby. It's something that wealthy people do. But in fact, you can go to a grocery store now and buy beautiful food ready-made. Wegmans cherry, sour cherry crostini, or galette, was outrageous. It was absolute, and it was in a cardboard box with a cellophane window. It was. I went to the stand of the bakery there at Wegmans, and they had food, all this bakery stuff, and I saw this sour cherry. It looked absolutely gorgeous. It was in a cardboard box with the little cellophane window and the price tag and the barcode, and I thought, oh, I'm going to try it out, and I took it home, and I popped a slice in the toaster oven, and it broke my heart. It broke my heart. I nearly died of joy. It was so beyond delicious. And anybody can buy gorgeous food now. It's like it really is a sacrifice to make sauerkraut from scratch. It really is, to make your grandma's pierogies is a luxury because, it's something you have to be willing to do with your own hands on a Saturday afternoon because most people like Pamela are working and get home at 7 o'clock from the office. You know what I mean? It's like, who's going to sit down and make grandma's pierogies at 7:30 on a Monday night? You know, it's like, no, you can't do that. You're too busy working. It's strange, isn't it?
I have to tell you, as you're talking about all this lovely, gorgeous food, and I do know people who work all day and cook like that, but they're usually gay men couples. But I have to tell you, on Facebook today, I saw an ad for Oscar Mayer's pumpkin spice bologna.
Oh my God, pumpkin spice bologna.
It's gone too far.
No. And I thought olive loaf was obscene. It's
that is
obscene.
Oh
my God. I want to ask you something, okay, the three of you, because this is a cross section. Folks at home, we've got Pamela and Gwendolyn are in Florida. And Kim is in Kansas, and Mummy is in Pennsylvania. So you know how I'm a fanatic for peanut butter, and specifically Skippy. I've tried all the peanut butters. There's no such thing as bad peanut butter, but Skippy still is my favorite. And I still say prayers to Annette Funicello every night and hope that she's on her journey, blessed on her journey, because wasn't she Skippy? Yeah, she was. She wasn't
Yes. Yes.
She was Skippy.
No, she was Skippy.
So this is my question. I've never tried it, and I will, but it's a little creepy. I've had people glom onto my page and say, oh, Mummy, you love peanut butter so much. Try this. Have peanut butter with pickles and peanut butter with bologna or peanut butter with this or that. I just have to ask you, the thought of peanut butter, and I love pickles, by the way. I love sweet pickles and dill pickles, but I can't. I have never put together, and I experiment so much with food, but I've never tried doing peanut butter and pickles on a sandwich. Is it good? Is it really good? Have any of the three of you tried it?
Never.
I have not, and it sounds absolutely disgusting.
I will tell you this, though. I have come across something that I find better than my sister is the Skippy peanut butter big jar, but she's big on Atkins. And that's all she can have is sort of like a sweetie. So three times a night she comes out and gets a big spoon of Skippy. But the one I love has a son who turned me on to something from Trader Joe's because I'm not a huge peanut butter person, but it's called Crunchy Cookie Butter. And if you've never had cookie butter, and it's based in peanut butter, but it's English ginger cookies, it's to die for. It is to die for.
Okay, wait. So when you buy it, it's in a jar, and it's a spoonable thing, or it's a...
Uh-huh.
So is it crumbled
like
cookies
peanut,
in a peanut...
No, it's like a peanut butter. And I think peanut butter is its base. But it's also gingerbread cookies are the big thing in it.
Okay.
And
now that seems logical to me. See, that makes sense. I can imagine that. Like chocolate and peanut butter are genius together. I can see how ginger snap cookies crushed up.
English.
And then, oh, I thought you said ginger.
Ginger. Yeah, English gingerbread. I mean the good stuff.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, but or ginger English gingerbread. I can imagine English gingerbread and peanut butter and gingerbread, I think, could be quite brilliant together. That sounds wonderful. And I've never done that. I should.
It's to die for. And I got a jar, and because I'll work through the day and just have this big cup of coffee sitting there, and I often go to a sugar crash or something. But now I have cookie butter, and I'll take a dip of that or two.
So wait, you do a spoon and put it on a piece of bread, or you just eat it off the spoon?
I just eat it off the spoon. It's so good. It is so good.
Okay,
you
so it's called English cookie butter?
It's Trader Joe's, and it's called
Trader Joe's
Specialist Crunchy Cookie Butter Spread. And you can get it smooth, too.
So
I like
we could
crunchy.
Order it online somehow. If there's not a Trader Joe's, we could probably get it shipped to us, like through Amazon or something.
That's exactly how I got it. I got it through Amazon.
Okay, folks at home. So there you've got a recommendation from Gwendolyn about cookie butter, which sounds genius. Speaking of which, since we're all shipping and ordering things now through the mail and through UPS and Trader Joe's and everybody else, Kim, do you have some products, either food or shampoo or some amazing thing that you love getting that you're now having shipped to your home as opposed to being able to pick it up in a store nearby?
I get some like mixed nuts, like in a, like individual serving packets on Amazon that I really, really like that are, you know, omega-3 and that kind of thing. They've got a perfect mix of, there's like three different kinds, and I think there's 24 single servings per bag. I like
and
that.
And you get that on Amazon. What's that called? What's the brand name so they can order it?
Let me look.
Is there a brand name?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I think it's delicious. And it has three different types. One of them is Heart Healthy Mix. One of them is Omega-3 Deluxe. And one's Cranberry Health Mix.
And what
so
is the brand name?
There's three of those. So there's eight of each. Nature's Garden.
Yeah.
Nature's Garden. Okay, so there you go. Kimberly Young is recommending Nature's Garden, and they've got the mixed nuts, the varieties of the mixed nuts. That's great. And you said you get 24 at a time, and there's three different ones.
All three of them are heart healthy. One of them is named Heart Healthy Mix. But so there's almonds and sunflower seeds and all. I mean, there's in walnuts, just everything you can think of. I think super good, and it's about 160 to 170 calories per bag, and I just throw them in my lunch, like not every day, but frequently, or a snack.
That's lovely.
No, they're good.
And Pamela, what would be your recommendation? What's your favorite thing? Do you have a product that you're ordering in that you have delivered to your house?
I do, but it's not it's a coffee that I particularly like, but I can only get it either on Amazon or from Canada because it's Tim Hortons coffee. So I have to order that in because they don't sell that down here.
And what is it?
Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons, is it a special brew?
It's the name of the company, the coffee. It's
So they just make one coffee. They just have the one main coffee.
Yes.
So you're not getting a special, you know, Hawaiian mix or, you know,
Brazilian
brew
or anything. It's just their blend, but it's just so smooth and it doesn't leave a bitter aftertaste. And I just have to have it because I can't get it down here in Florida.
And it's called
Jim
Hortons.
Be able to get it up in the States. Up in New York. up in New York, at where I used to live, because we were right near the Canadian border.
Right. And it's Jim Horton,
so
is what you said. H-O-R-T-O-N.
Yes.
Okay, so folks at home, I'm just trying to intercede here. So folks at home, there are recommendations from all three of these wonderful people. And Jim Horton's coffee is Pamela's favorite, and she actually has it shipped to her because she can't buy it locally anymore. That's fabulous. I love that. I love that. I'm getting to the point where I'm ordering things at home. Like I said, I've had a couple of bad experiences buying stuff on Facebook, products on Facebook that I never got and never got reimbursed for. But Amazon is the way to go. A reliable house like Amazon is, you know, has certainly got tons of products that you can get. So I actually was shopping online because you can't find gooseberry preserves or gooseberry anything. And I happen to be a fanatic for gooseberries.
Bought gooseberries. They had them in the grocery store down here, and I just bought some to make some gooseberry jam.
Yes, amazing. We don't have gooseberries up here anywhere, and I went to the farmer's market, etc. I can't even find jars of gooseberry pie filling or jams or preserves. And when I went online for gooseberries, they are so profoundly expensive because they're very rare now.
Right.
Gooseberries are very rare to being grown. There was a whole, I won't go into it, but there was a whole thing against red currants and gooseberries in the 50s and 60s by the FDA. But now they're safe and they're fine. But their gooseberry farms were all torn down and burned and gotten rid of back then. So I went online, and a jar of gooseberry preserves was like $28 or something. It was just ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
So, but I missed that because there used to be a cafe called the Cafe Shasha down in Greenwich Village that served the most delicious gooseberry tart. It was better than anything I've ever tasted. It was better than any pie. It was better than my favorite sour cherry pie didn't compare to it. Gooseberry tarts. I used to go in, I'd have to have three pieces with my cappuccino. It was like, it was unbelievable. And gooseberries are just so rare. So, you know, if you find a source for gooseberry, let me know, because I definitely would like to buy it. We are just about out of time. I am so glad to get your recommendations. I'm going to definitely order the Jim Horton coffee. That sounds great.
Yeah, that sounds
And Kim,
good.
I will try and do the nuts that you suggested, although I'm lucky because where I live, Pennsylvania is a nut state. I mean, my God, every store has the most wonderful mixes of nuts and exotic nuts and combinations of nuts and everything. Oh, my God. The farmers markets here are just nut crazy, nut crazy. You know, it's wonderful. So, but I'm going to look that up. And then, and Gwendolyn, yours was what? Oh my God. I will look for the cookie butter. I will definitely look for that and order that in. Is that on Amazon, did you say?
Yeah, just type in cookie butter. And the best one, there's a few of them out there, but the best one is Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's, I'll remember that. Okay. All right, well, I love these products. Folks at home, I want to tell you something. Between Kim's Make It Grow Mondays and getting a plant that's easy to have and checking out Pamela's Food Fridays, and maybe trying a recipe once in a while, and then ordering in something special, you know, once a month or maybe twice a month, ordering a product like a special coffee or special preserves or special nuts, some luxury thing that's a treat for yourself. I think that we've got to face this fall, this election, whatever the outcome of this election is, the oncoming winter, the forest fires burning out of control, the spiking COVID disaster that's happening coast to coast. I think we've got to find ways to treat ourselves to joy and to find something that's joyful every single day, recognizing beauty, looking at it, stopping in your tracks and looking at the last roses of the fall blooming. having a scoop of cookie butter with your morning tea or with your evening coffee, treating ourselves, tasting things, smelling things, looking at things, listening to things, play some music that you love. But, you know, Alexa is a wonderful friend to have. You know, you ask Alexa to play, you know, Kenny G's Brazilian Nights. I love that song by Kenny G. It's like, just stop and quote unquote smell the roses, figuratively and metaphorically. I think we need to do it. And my three friends tonight have given us three different treats that you could order online and have them brought to your house like a little early Christmas. You know, the FedEx man comes up and there's your treat from Amazon. You know, it makes life wonderful. It makes life wonderful. And take a risk, bake something of Pamela's, you know, make a recipe of Pamela's, you know, and definitely get a plant. I am so happy that as fall is coming, my plants in my house, in my new house, are all absolutely grinning from ear to ear. Literally, they're so happy here in this Pennsylvania place that we're living, you know, with light and with, you know, fresh air, and it's just, and they make the house look so beautiful. So please do those things for yourself, okay? And call in next week and tell us what you've done. You know, did you make grandma's brownies? Good. Did you order in, you know, some gooseberry preserves that you found somewhere for $38? Good. You know, all of it. Does anyone have any closing remarks or suggestions for anybody out there? Kim, do you have anything you'd like to say before we sign off?
No. I guess the most important thing is get out there and vote. We're getting down to the wire.
Yeah.
We just started early voting here in Florida. So.
And I mailed my vet ballots today, by the way, at the post office. Kim, do you have any suggestions for anybody?
Make sure you bring in anything that's not going to make it through the freeze if you want to save it.
Yeah. And bring it in, like, to your garage or your basement, but you're going to have to do it smart. You can't let it, like, you know something, Kim? You need to call in next week and maybe help us do that, because we are getting, although in Pennsylvania we're going to have a week of spring. It's going to be gorgeous. When those frost those frost days come in, you should help us with advice next week. Can you do that maybe next week?
I will definitely try, for sure.
I would love to have your advice on how to bring in, like, dahlia bulbs or, you know, different things that we should bring in, or how you winter your plants. That would be a big help. I'm going to second, I'm sure Gwendolyn would too. I don't want anyone to post on my pages Joe Biden or the Democrat leads on anything. I don't want to hear that they're leading by 2 points or 8 points or 50 points. I'm sick to death of hearing that stuff. I do not want anyone to take voting for granted this year. Okay.
Right.
No one is to take voting for granted this year under any circumstances. We saw what happened in 2000 and we saw what happened in 2016. I don't give a flying F about any Joe Biden or blue candidate lead. You are to register and vote and do not assume anything. Okay. All right, we're out of time, and I would like to thank Pamela and Kim for calling in. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
You're dear, dear friends. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Have a good week. Thank you for starting our week out beautifully. And Pamela, thank you for starting our week out beautifully. Thank you. Gwendolyn, are you there?
I'm here. And I'm about to.
Are you mixing fragrances? What was all that clattering?
Was that you or Pamela stirring something on the stove? That was Pamela stirring something on the stove.
Was it really?
Sounded like she was putting a kite together. But, you know, I have to tell Wayne every Sunday too, hey, quit moving around with the mic on your, you know, and your headphones. But
is that what they're doing? Because it sounded like she was literally dragging her cell phone over gravel.
I know.
Pamela, are you still there?
No, she hung when you said goodnight.
Okay. So anyway, folks at home, Gwendolyn and I are going to make sure that we post the link early. correctly on Fridays so that you have it at the beginning of the day, not at the end of the day, and you're scrambling. I managed to repost it, but we're gonna be more meticulous about that going forward. Having said that, we're out of time, so I'm going to say goodnight to you, Gwendolyn. I love you.
I love you, Mommy, and good night. And everybody, stay safe and get out there and vote. We did it again.